do see some shift in the yellow.
For Mary Burns and Debbie Jurcik, creating art is sometimes more than putting paint on canvas or throwing clay to be fired.
Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
Instead, it's pulling on waterproof boots, slogging into bogs, and collecting large pails of water. Here's Burns.
We didn't see anyone doing any of this kind of work where they were actually going out in the field, collecting water from bogs and lakes and comparing how does that affect those dyes.
Burns is from Mercer and Jurcik is from Eagle River. They're both into the world of using natural dyes on fabric.
It gives you joy.
It gives me joy. It gives me joy that connecting with the natural world through the plant world especially.
Each was selected as an artist in residence at the UW-Madison Trout Lake Research Station in Boulder Junction for 2019. Together, they worked to form an even stronger connection between art and science.
Different art forms require different exploration, and this is more, seems like the link between science and art is much more direct and concrete, and people can see it.
The visuals are indeed striking.
Dye color.
The pair dyed silk and wool with natural ingredients to make a rainbow of colors. Different samples were produced with identical processes and dyes, with the exception of the water. One source of water came from a local bog, the next to Northwoods Lake, and yet another from Lake Mendota in Madison. All else being equal, just a change in the water often led to arresting arrays of color.
That had to be really striking for you when you pulled out the...
We were hopping up and down.
We were very excited.
For example, in her Mercer studio, Burns showed me a cochineal and lime juice dye with water from Trout Bog in Vilas County. The fabric turned a reddish brown. With Lake Mendota water, it transformed into a bright pink or orange hue.
We didn't have any idea how the different water sources were going to affect that. I mean, that was the exciting part about the experiment.
Burns and Jurcik figure factors like hard or soft water, acidity, and surrounding rock and soil composition make the difference. Their findings in waters, dyes, and colors make them pioneers of sorts.
It's a huge area of study that hasn't been done much.
We are seeing manifest a physical manifestation of what water does. You know, all these different waters, and that they aren't the same.
Jurcik is quick to note that many of the plants used for natural dyes have long been known to have medicinal qualities as well. For her, it's just another example of the splendor of the natural world.
Wow, there's this wealth of you know, plants that are around us that give us so much. You know, it's kind of a way to acknowledge, wow, how much nature, you know, provides for us. It's pretty incredible.
Jurcik and Burns suspect their discoveries might be providing just a part of the water and dye spectrum. They'd love to do more experiments with more water sources across Wisconsin and the Midwest, using water as a connection between science and art, between color and location.
That's another way of getting to know a place, is in getting to know our water and having an appreciation for it.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Mercer.